Reports indicate that there is still considerable pressure on the 37 military hospital a day after the 19-day-old strike by doctors in the public hospitals was called off. Overcrowding is evident mainly in the maternity, neonatal intensive care, children's emergency and trauma surgical emergency wards of the hospital. The maternity ward, which comprises the labor ward, expectant mothers as well as their babies who have just given birth, together with their babies, lay on mattresses and stretchers due to the inadequacy of beds. In an interview with Radio Ghana, a principal nursing officer at the maternity ward, Cecilia Kunedu, said the pressure at the center continues to be overwhelming regardless of the end to the strike by doctors. She was, however, hopeful that the situation would normalize within the next few days.
The thing was getting out of hands, so we called and they gave us a helping hand. We had about 6 midwives, and still, it was terrible. So we pray that this thing doesn't happen again in the country, because it's too stressful for both the patients, their relatives, and the staff, and the hospital at large.
A principal nursing officer of the maternity ward of the 37 military hospital, Cecilia Kunedu. Radio Ghana correspondents have been on verification tours of the hospitals following the suspension of the doctor's strike. Correspondent Kwame Nonuma is in Kufodia. Hello, Kwame.
Hello.
Now, what have you seen on your tour so far?
Yeah, I visited the regional hospital in Kufodia, which is the capital of Eastern Region, to find out for myself whether the doctors have resumed at post as was announced yesterday by the media. And I saw that they were busily working on the cases that had been sent before them. Almost all of them were around to execute their normal duties as expected. And even as at now, as at the time I was reporting at the hospital, 4 cesarean cases had been given the needed attention, whereas others were also being sent to the theaters and other areas expected to be offered the required medical treatment.
So what about the patients? What's turnout like?
The turnout was not encouraging because the information had not gone down well. According to the director of the hospital, Dr. Daniel Asar, he said that the hospital treats an average of 500 patients daily, but today they are tending to only about 150, assuming that by next week it will resume at the normal duties, because by that time the information might have gone down well to all areas of the region, including even the deprived communities within our area.
Did you manage to speak to any of the patients?
No, I attempted to speak to one, but the position was not clear for her to speak to me because she was being ridden to certain places, either theater or a ward.
All right, thank you very much, Kwame.
Thank you.
You heard Kwame Onuma, who is reporting from Kufodia. Yvonne Asariofe also visited some hospitals in Accra and has just come in. Now, Yvonne, which hospital did you visit?
Thank you very much. I visited the Kolebu Teaching Hospital, Adabraka Polyclinic, Ridge Hospital, the Police Hospital.
And what's the situation like in these hospitals?
Well, doctors have resumed work. They were all, most of the doctors were in their consulting rooms attending to patients.
And the turnout of the patients?
Yes, at various OPDs, the turnout was very low. Yeah, there were not a lot of people at the OPDs.
Would you say it's because they are not aware that the doctors are back?
Yes, speaking to some of the doctors, that's what they said, that a lot of people have not had the information. That's why the turnout is low.
So this situation ran across all the hospitals that you visited?
Yes, yes.
All right, thank you very much, Yvonne.
You're welcome.
You heard Yvonne Asariofe giving us an update on hospitals in Accra.